At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Doug Gottlieb Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday, 3 to 6 Eastern, 12 to 3 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Doug Gottlieb Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Listening to Fox Sports Radio.
What up with you? Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. You know, we got a lot of things we want to get to on the Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio, including what I think is going to be great. Like, we got two Ohio State, former Ohio State wide receivers, I believe. Garrett Wilson's going to join us in 1 second. Then Chris Olave is going to join us in like 20 minutes. Two rookie wide receivers, both finished with over 1,000 yards receiving. Like, that's crazy. We're going to ask them about their different and then similar seasons because they both play with multiple quarterbacks. We'll hear from A.J. Brown getting ready for this weekend's game with the San Francisco 49ers. And, by the way, we got the press where Dan Beyer will update us on everything going on in the world of sports. But let's start with the Jets. This is Doug Gottlieb Show, broadcasting from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. Unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Garrett Wilson joins us. Receiver, New York Jets, completed his rookie season, set a Jets team record for receptions and yardage by a rookie, 83 catches, 1,103 yards, 10th overall pick in last year's draft out of The Ohio State University. Garrett, how are you?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Good.
Good.
17 games in the bank, one rookie season, and it was a wild one, right? Three different quarterbacks. Yeah. Four different quarterbacks to throw to work with. A wild season for the Jets. How would you characterize your season?
I would say that, you know, there was peaks and valleys in it. Being a rookie, I just wanted to be soaking in everything I could, and I learned a lot, you know, this first year. So that was the main thing, and you know, it was great to have some vets around me that I could lean on throughout the season.
What was the valley? What was the part that was hardest for you?
Just the ups and downs of it for me. You know, I wanna win. I wanna be, you know, playing in the playoffs. And for me, you know, we started off so well, and then having the fall off we had at the end of the season. You know, that was the peaks and valleys of it.
What was the peak? What was the absolute best moment of your rookie year?
Probably being the Bills the first time we played them at home. That felt good. And, you know, felt like we was playing really good ball, and it was, you know, going to continue out the season. So, you know, that was probably the highest point of the whole season right there.
Garrett Wilson joining us on the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio. What is it like to, you know, you got to do your job, right? And yet you're dealing with multiple quarterbacks, and there's all the discussion about Zach, especially in terms of quarterback. What's that like for you to process and go to work with every day?
For me, I'm going to go out there and just try and get better every day. And, you know, whenever we practice, we did a good job of all the quarterbacks being included. You know, I threw it with all the quarterbacks, and I was confident that, you know, no matter who was out there, I was going to go out there and just do my job, man. And we had struggled on offense, you know, this season a little bit. And that was what it was, you know. And for me, it was just making sure I was doing my job to the best of my ability. And, you know, although not winning was frustrating, you know, I just got to stay on it.
How did you handle being in the city? And I know that Jersey is home to the Jets facility and where you guys play, but the big city does come calling. You get a big win. How did you personally manage your time in or going into Manhattan?
How did I spend it? Say that again.
How'd you manage it? Right, because I know how it works. One, it's crazy expensive. The traffic's crazy, but also like it can suck up. It provides you energy, but it can suck up energy, and you need all that for work. How do you manage that in your first time in New York City?
Yeah, I mean, I'm in Livingston, Jersey. That's where I stay at, and it's about 30 minutes from the city. And for me, that 30 minutes can be an hour and 30, you know, sometimes. So by the time, you know, you play a game and you've been at the facility all week practicing, watching film and studying your opponent, you know, it really ain't no time to get out to Manhattan, you know. I probably got out there 3-4 times during the season, and just, you know, to go shop and get an outfit for the next game, you know, that type of thing. So, yeah, man, honestly, it is what you make it. You know, your city is there, and you got that if you want to, if that's what you want to do. But the majority of us, we're not trying to go out there too often, man. It can be a hassle getting into. I love it when I'm out there, but, you know, it's a lot to plan out and get in there.
No doubt about it. Garrett Wilson joining us, Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. Of course, he's up for the Offensive Rookie of the Year Award, set a Jets team record. With 83 catches, 1,103 yards, unbelievable rookie season, especially all the other things going on the offense considered. If you could tell yourself something before you got to Jets camp that you've learned after a year in the league, what would it be?
To like truly lean on all the vets and try and learn something every day. You know, every day you go in the facility, you spend enough time there to make sure you're having good conversations with the right people around the facility and learning something, being a young dude, you know, and eventually, you know, you want to be able to give that back to the next young dude, you know. So for me, it was a really, you know, good season. You know, I really enjoyed being around with the people we had in the facility and you know, being a young guy, I just wanted to be a sponge to all of that.
Who's the best? Who is the vet that's the best? That, man, this guy deserves some respect for how he handles us rooks.
Lakin Thomason and CJ Mosley, a toss up. Vinny Curry as well, man. We have some good ones, man. That's hard. We really had some good ones. You know, Justin Hardy, you know, we got a lot of dudes that were trying to make sure that, you know, all the rookies were learning something and taking care of, you know. I feel like they kinda took it easy on us this year. And we really appreciate that.
How much they get you for at the rookie dinner?
So we had did like two different rookie dinners, and they ain't even hit me for nothing terrible. It was probably like, I think it was 11,000, and it was the running backs and the receivers in there. So it was not as bad as I was thinking it was going to be initially.
All right. Well, that's a good thing, right? That they did take it easy on you. Now you got to pay it forward next year, don't you?
Yeah, you know, I'll probably look out for Rick. I ain't gonna make a rookie drop the bank on me, man. I can't lie. I'll probably just get a burger or something, take it easy on him, because I know what I went through. You know, year before, I was nervous about it. It wasn't as bad as I thought it was gonna be. They all looked out for me, so I'm gonna make sure I give back, you know.
What is it like to have that Panini trading card, especially like Bro, if you get Offensive Rookie of the Year, I mean, how cool is that card? That card, as much as the award is incredible, having the card that you can put up, send to people, your family can have, that's got to be an amazing thing.
No, yeah, it's a great feeling, man. You know, signing these cards and seeing your picture on there, I mean, you automatically know when that play was happening and how many yards it was, and it's really cool to know that these are things that, you know, people want to get. And, you know, for me...
You there? You there?
My fault, Doug. Bree's in here messing around. Can't even have him around, man. I'm sorry.
Those running backs, and those are the guys that you paid for your rookie dinner. Like, that's sweet.
See, Bree's right here. Doug's funny. He said that I paid for your rookie dinner, and you're out here messing with me.
Right? Like, he's trying to earn the money back from Panini, and you're messing with my wallet.
You're funny.
Hey,
yeah,
what was
signing those cards, man? It's really cool to see, man. I love being able to give back and know that people are collecting them. You know,
you mentioned Brees is there. Obviously, you've seen the news today. It came out. Nathaniel Hackett's your new offensive coordinator. What was your first reaction when you heard the news?
Yeah, I mean, I saw it this morning when I woke up, and I can't say I know much about him, you know, but for me, you know, it's something new, and we gotta check into the facility, and I'm looking forward to doing that. You know, learning something new and. You know, having a chance to, play that role, whatever role they got for me, to the best of my ability, you know, when the season come around. So, you know, I'm excited to see what this offseason brings and learn a new offense.
Yeah, you just go and get that Green Bay offense and go like, hey, everything you did for Devontae, that's what I want you to do. I want to play Devontae in this role, right?
Hey, that's my favorite too. It's funny you say that. That's my favorite receiver growing up. But you know, it don't gotta be Devontae, man. That boy was eating while he was in Green Bay, right?
Yeah. So did you copy like how he walked, how he talked, like how much in terms of your favorite guy, like how much did you emulate him?
I mean, a lot, man. And I still check in and see what he did that week every week, you know, to try and take something from his game. But you know, just his releases and his change of speed, change of pace. You know, he's always been my favorite receiver. The way he tracks the ball. He's just a lot of fun to watch. And you know, I didn't try to copy too much. You know, just more watching his game and trying to take something.
Did you do the jersey switch with anybody this year?
Yeah, I did. I had some good jersey swaps this year.
Best one is who? The best one is who?
That's tough. Justin Fields, just because that's my boy from upstate.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'd probably say that's the best one.
He's almost the league's rushing leader this year, running for his life. Get him some dudes to throw to. That poor guy's running for his life. running for his life. Would you have gone up to Brady and tried to get that last jersey?
Oh.
Dude's trying to get Aaron Rodgers' last jersey. He's like, nah, I'm keeping this one. Guy's trying to get Brady's. He's like, nah, I'm keeping this one.
I don't blame him for asking personally. You know, I wouldn't ask just because I would think about the worst possibility. But, you know, some people thinking about they finna get the last jersey that Tom Brady ever played in. You know,
yeah.
So they're like, yeah, that's their mindset on it. For me, I'm more thinking about he probably going to say no, and I'm going to be on Twitter, him saying no.
Yeah. for more information on the Panini trading cards, how to collect your favorite rookie as NFTs, go to www.paniniamerica.net. Hey, man, thanks for joining us. Good luck on the Offensive Rookie of the Year. And keep Brees in line, man. Go smack him on the head and tell him we're doing some serious work here.
Yeah, I got to handle Brees when I get off this phone. But I appreciate you having me on, Dad, for real. Take care, man.
You too. That's Garrett Wilson, receiver for the New York Jets. Byron, let me ask you. I mean, I know you grew up an Ohio State football fan. You played football. Was there a guy who was your guy growing up that you emulated?
Well, there was in the receiving core. I was a huge Joey Galloway fan.
Sure.
And Joey Galloway was back when you could tuck your jersey underneath your shoulder pads. I could not do that. I did not do that, but he did, and he always had this cool look. But that was, you know, there were always some good wide receivers. Some NFL guys, but like no stars. But Galloway was the one that kind of emerged. There was a good decade between Chris Carter and Joey Galloway from like the real true stars. Maybe not a decade, but you get my point. But now it's just, I mean, it's an embarrassment of riches for how many stud wide receivers. And I will say this, like with Garrett Wilson, like the only guy that looked more prepared for the NFL when he played at Ohio State was Michael Thomas. Like Michael Thomas, just every single inch of what he did at Ohio State looked like an NFL receiver. And Garrett Wilson was similar, but with just like freakish athletic ability. Olave, you know, was so smooth as well, and I know he's coming up in a little bit, but yeah. Other than Michael Thomas, Garrett Wilson's skills were absurd.
Well, and then you got Marvin Harrison Jr., right? Like they're just crapping wide receivers. They're so it's really remarkable what they've been able to do, kind of cornering the wide receiver market. Where they're just, I mean, Brian Hartline, he was up for head coaching jobs, and obviously he's a former wide receiver in his own right. They're doing an unbelievable job of coaching, but also recruiting them. It's a little bit of both. We'll ask Olave about what that room is like and why there's so many. I mean, Terry McLaurin, of course, has had a special career, and he wasn't somebody who there was a ton of hype when he came out. You know, I can't remember anybody going like, man, wait till you see Terry McLaurin, and then he gets to Washington, and he's been awesome with very limited quarterbacks.
They had a group of about four or five guys during that time. It was Paris Campbell, KJ Hill, Terry McLaurin, as you mentioned. Guys that were just Benjamin Victor was another guy. But yeah, nobody stood out. And then all of a sudden you get to the NFL and guys are, you know, popping on, you know, like McLaurin is. It was as solid as they come in NFL wide receivers.
No question. My guy was so Bobby Hurley was my idol growing up, and he used to do this thing with his hands, like when somebody else was shooting free throws, he'd be at like the top of the key with his palms facing out and the knuckles like facing in the back of his on his back. And I used to copy that. That was my thing.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about too. I can see Hurley doing it.
Yeah.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if... No. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Draymond Green orchestrating. Thompson curls right. He's not open. Pass to Poole inside. Layup is up and good. He scored it with a second to go. Zaire Williams will throw it in the baseline. Waiting, looking. Throws it to Bane. Bane will just chuck it down the floor. It's no good. The Warriors get the win. Poole went backdoor on the baseline. 122 to 120.
Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. That was our Progressive Play of the Day. Progressive is making things even easier. They help you bundle your home, car insurance, so you can save on both. Learn more at progressive.com or call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. That Jordan Poole layup was the final call. The Warriors win over the Grizzlies, 122-100. And Grizzlies are, you know, shaking some things up in terms of talking some ish, but not collecting the dubs they thought they would get here on this road swing. And the tales of the demise of the Warriors, I would say, kind of greatly exaggerated. Steph is back. He drops 34 last night. Klay Thompson didn't shoot the ball well, but did have five threes, 5 of 10 from three. Jordan Poole not getting what they want necessarily out of their bench just yet. But I still think the Warriors and the Clippers, those are the teams to beat in the West, with the Grizzlies, one of the chasers in tow. We'll be joined by Chris Olave in a second, but I heard this from A.J. Brown. You know, he was seen what looked like pouting on the bench, and we didn't really get an explanation. Here's A.J. explaining himself to the media.
You throw the ball to me 100 times, I'm going to want it 101 times. Me personally, I just feel like I can chase the game, you know, any moment. You know, getting the ball often, you know, keeps you going, keeps you in the rhythm. I'm never the receiver there to go on the sideline or to try to cause, like, problems on the sideline. I'm not that guy. I think that's what you can describe as a diva, whatever the case may be, but I'm not that person. You know, I'm a guy who goes and talks to the quarterback or talk to the OC and do it that way. You know, I'm not even a guy to try to cause commotion on the sideline. That's not who I am. I'll never be that guy.
So his thing is he's a more guy. And I find common ground there, right? Oh, you're a more guy? I'm a more guy. You throw it to me 100 times, I want 101. You know? And as long as, I think the big thing is, as long as everybody knows where you come from, I don't actually see a problem with that. You know, most two guards are like that when you're in college. Most guys, you know, like, give me the ball. And you have to be, as a quarterback, you got to be willing to go like, no. The guys think they're always open. 7-Eleven, I'm always open. I'm a more guy. No matter what I want more. Is it a character flaw? Probably. There's a strength and a flaw. It keeps you constantly motivated, but it also on many levels, can be off-putting to people who aren't like that. Hey, man, just be happy we won the game. Just be happy. Like, that's good. I like both. I want to win and I want to contribute. And I think as long as you put it into the right context for your teammates, like, yeah, man, like, look, sorry, I lost my mind. I just always want the ball and want to keep running it up, want to keep scoring. Thanks, Dan Beyer. I appreciate it. Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. We were talking about the Ohio State wide receiver room, and it's produced unbelievable talent. Maybe none as smooth in terms of transition as Chris Olave. 72 catches, 1,000 yards receiving. He was 11th overall out of Ohio State. He's here on behalf of Panini America with Panini's NFL rookie trading cards. For more information on their trading cards and how to collect your favorite NFL rookies as NFTs, go to www.paniniamerica.net. Chris, how are you?
I'm doing great, man. How you doing? Appreciate you for having me, man.
No, pleasure's all ours. How would you characterize your year?
It was pretty good. I feel like I had a good year. I feel like I could get a lot better in certain areas, but I feel like it was a consistent year, and I finished the year off good.
Number one thing you want to work on after having played a season in the NFL is what?
Just getting a little stronger. I feel like it's a people are a lot bigger at this level, so I just feel like I got to get in the weight room a little bit more and come back a different size next year.
What's the difference between adding strength and yet keeping your agility, right? Like, look, in and out of breaks, being smooth. I mean, you know, some dudes, you don't want to get all muscled up. So how do you balance out the fact you want to add strength, but you want to keep your fluidity?
Oh, yeah, that's the main part. Just make sure I'm not getting too heavy. Just getting to a good weight for myself. I don't know, you know, everybody's different, so just getting a good weight for myself and trying to get a lot faster, too, so.
Chris Olave is our guest here on the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio. Your first touchdown catch was against the Vikings. What do you remember about it?
It was huge. It was in London. It was a game in London. So it was definitely not what I thought of would be my first touchdown. But like I said, it was a huge opportunity and a huge blessing.
Okay, so in your mind, right, you probably think you're going to catch one the first game. You know, you guys are playing the Falcons. Maybe you had a Dirty Bird celebration. I don't know, right? Like, what in your mind, what was going to happen?
Oh, yeah, of course. That's the main right there. I mean, you're trying to score every game. But, yeah, that was definitely on my mind, trying to score in the first game. But it happened week four, I believe. And like I said, it's a blessing to be able to score in the NFL. So.
Okay, but what's it like then? You score that first one. Do you you're like, okay, I know my celebration I want to do. Like, what? Or do you, like Joe Burrow talked about, you know, I don't know if you saw this, Joe Burrow said, I'm him last weekend. And then at the podium yesterday, he's like, look, I black out sometimes. I can't believe I said
it. Oh, yeah.
It do
get like that. I mean, you got something playing when you score. You got a little celebration plan. But when you actually get in there and you actually experience that, you kind of black out and forget what to do. So
it's got to be crazy. It's absolutely got to be crazy. You know, you took some hard hits. There was that one hit where you had a concussion. What's that like to go through when you get dinged up like that, hitting your head on the Superdome turf?
Yeah, I mean it's a contact sport, so you're gonna take hits like that. But I mean it was definitely different. I never experienced nothing like that. But like I said, I just got to add on some weight and build some strength up in the off season, and I feel like that won't really happen like that again.
It's Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. Chris Olave is joining us. You know, earlier today, actually, what was it, guys, like 15, 20 minutes ago? Yeah, 15, 20 minutes ago, we got a chance to catch up with, you know, one of your college teammates, guy who's drafted right ahead of you, Garrett Wilson. What is it about the wide receiver room? Obviously, you guys come in very highly touted, but Ohio State is just pumping out talented dude after talented dude after talented dude. What is it about that room that separates it from others around the country?
You know, people have a goal at the beginning of the year to try to be the best in the country. I mean, that's what we did at Ohio State. So we try to be the best at our position, best in the country. But when you sit in the room, you sit next to some of the best receivers in the country. So when we go to workouts, we compete with each other. And that's how we got better at the end of the day. And when it came to game day, I feel like it came natural to us because we competed so hard in the offseason. So that was our mindset going to at Ohio State.
You know, at Ohio State, you lose maybe four or five games your whole career. How do you process losing when you come to the NFL? It's not easy, right? But what is that like for a guy who's won, you know, 90% of his games in college, maybe even more? What's it like to go through a week when you lost the week before?
Man, it's tough. It's frustrating and it's different. I'm not used to it at all. So we're trying to get that turned around this year. We got a lot of talent. And like I said, I'm not used to losing and I don't want to get used to it. So I'm a competitor. At the end of the day, I'm a winner. And like I said, it's a winning culture in New Orleans, and that's what I like about it. So we're going to get that turned around here soon.
What has to change to take that next step in New Orleans as a team?
I mean, we get a fresh start. It was my first year, so kind of seeing everything, seeing how everything worked, and now I'm used to it. So now we get a fresh start, and we get to run it back. That's a good thing about the business. So we get a fresh start, and we just got to come with a good mindset and trying to win every game and go get it.
The Niners, we're seeing them this weekend. You guys obviously saw them up close, didn't score a point off them. What's tough about going against the San Francisco 49ers?
They're good. They're physical. They're fast. They communicate. They're not going to make many mistakes. They got a good organization. Got a great system on defense and offense. So, and they got a lot of great players that plug into the system. So when you get like that, you can't really make too many mistakes against them. You got to play damn near perfect ball. So, and they play with a lot of energy. And it's overall a good team. And I know they're going to bring their best this weekend. And Philly got a good team, too. So,
yeah, obviously you saw Philly, but Jalen didn't play. Gardner Minshew was their quarterback. What impressed you about Philly's defense?
It's the same as Philly or same as San Fran. It's fast, physical. They're not gonna make too many mistakes. Safe and sound. They got a lot of great players. Great players on the outside. Great players on the front seven. And like I said, they're gonna fly to the ball and play with that energy. And so that's what it's all about.
You know, we just talked before you joined us. We talked about AJ Brown, who's like, look, I could have 100 catches. I still want more. You know, people are pointing out the fact that he didn't look happy, even though they're winning last week, because he didn't have as many catches. How do you handle that, right? Like, everybody wants their looks, everybody wants their targets, everybody wants their reps and their touches. How do you balance the, hey, I'm open with your conversation? Because you play with multiple quarterbacks, you play with three different quarterbacks this year. How do you handle that on the sidelines?
Of course you want the ball. I mean, you put in the work, it's your job, and that's what you bring to the team. And when you feel like you could change the game at any time, of course you want the ball in hands. And I mean, it's tough at times, but when you're winning, that's all that matters if you're winning. So I feel like it's tough, but at the end of the day, you just got to do what's best for the team.
You got those Panini trading cards. You're joining us on behalf of Panini. Do you have one in your hand right now?
Nah, not at the moment.
when you see those, and they got the little jersey, they got a little piece of the jersey in it too. What's it like to have your own Panini trading card?
It's crazy just to look at. That's what I was doing yesterday, just looking at it. And, I remember I used to grow up looking at those trading cards, looking up to my idols, and seeing them and having the signature and stuff. But seeing myself on there is huge, and it's crazy to think about. And at the end of the day, I'm just blessed to be in this position.
Did you work on your autograph like middle school, early high school? Did you work on like your autograph like, oh, here's what it's going to look like?
a little bit. I mean, you had to sign a couple of things, but not really. I didn't really work on it until like college when I really was like, man, I got to start signing these. And then
Is it the same now as it was at Ohio State, or have you changed it so that if somebody brings it up to you, like, oh, I signed that a long time ago. Is your autograph the same as it was?
Yeah, for sure. I changed it up a little bit because you can't have the same stuff, you know what I'm saying, from college to NFL. So I changed it up a little bit.
All right. I got to make sure it looks clean, looks nice, and that when people see Chris Olave, like, yeah, that's what the pro autograph looks like. Hey, thanks for joining us. Look forward to seeing these cards and these NFTs come out. And incredible first year. We'll talk to you soon.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you for having me, man. God bless.
All right, remember, that's PaniniAmerica.net, and that's how you can learn to collect your favorite, not just rookie cards, but also the rookie NFTs as well. Did anybody else do that? Did anybody else work on your signature? I remember, like, I used to always do the cursive big G, and then at some point in time, I think maybe it's because my dad did a lowercase G, that I worked it to a lowercase G for my last name for my autograph for autograph. But I remember, like, you know, doodling in high school and like in college, like you doodle and just signing autograph stuff.
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah. Doing it with your jersey number as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Yep. I actually have in my possession a jersey that was auctioned off for Oklahoma State, and that one of the lady who purchased it, the husband and wife who purchased it, she sent it back to me. Now, it wasn't like I don't want it anymore, but she, Jan's her name, and Jan and I, we've become very good friends, an older lady, and Jan's like, you know, I don't need this anymore. I don't have a game room. I had it up in my game room for years. Anyway, I'm looking at it, and my autograph has evolved since. It's relatively the same, but it has evolved since.
Is it the same as you would write a check?
Yes, I only have one
That's what I always worried about. Like, hey, could you, you know, could your autograph be, you know, copied and then someone could use it for, you know, for maybe illegal purposes? I always wondered about that.
How many times do you write checks now? Remember when like checks were big and now I write checks, but I also do monthly, you know, direct pay, yes, direct bill stuff.
There are two bills that I have to pay via check. So my entire checkbook just alternates. Like the even numbers go to one guy, and then the odd numbers go to the other.
I'm a buddy of mine in the last couple of years paid for concert tickets, and he's like, "Hey, just drop a check in the mail, man." And I'm like, "Actually, do you have Venmo or Zelle or something?" Because
Zelle.
Dropping a check in the mail entails me finding my checkbook.
No, you got to get the stamps. Is the worst part.
Getting a stamp and an envelope, God, and then taking it and putting it in somewhere. That's not easy. Venmo. Get to Venmo. Speed.
Yeah. Venmo's an easy one. Cash App's an easy one, right? What's interesting about Venmo or Zelle or Cash App, whatever, is when people haven't used it, you're like, what? You haven't used it? But then again, I look back probably, you know, 3-4 years ago, and I was that guy. But that's like, wait, what? You can just pay people? Yeah, there are places now they don't even accept cash. You know, and then you ever have cash in your hands? It's just the weirdest feeling ever. Like, what do I do with this? You don't have to spend it. Like, yeah, I kind of do. I feel like I got to spend it. Ramos, you a cash guy? You a card guy?
I'm a card guy, but we know we had a softball game this weekend for the high school team, and they had to pay. We had to pay the umpire, and all the girls had to give me cash. So I had all this cash in my pocket, and I forgot to pay the ump after the game.
Sure you forgot.
Forgot to pay the ump. Usually do it before the game. Right? We need a couple of calls. Yeah. I'll tell you where.
John usually has a lot of ones from his side job.
Dad, why did we get the extra chips and salsa at Chili's afterwards?
I had a couple bucks in my pocket.
If you don't pay him before the game, you get 10 run ruled, and none of the calls go your way. I'll tell you, Jason's 50th birthday get-together that he had in Hollywood, and the parking situation, I didn't know, because you park in the lot, and it was, you know, valeted as it was. That was the first time that I was, like, freaking out, because I'm like, I don't have any cash. John was even like, I'll lend you $20 if you need. And so I went out there, and the guy's just like, Venmo? So I have a random Venmo guy who, you know, runs the parking lot at the spot in Hollywood in my list of payments.
By the way, Doug, I didn't have any money. I just said that to Dan.
Knowing that I'd have to figure it out myself.
I got $20 for you, Dan, if you need it. Not really.
How long will you go to park on the street for something like that instead of going to your wallet for that deal? I parked about a block and a half away. And I might have parked in a different parking place that was cheaper. But I remember like driving around going like, I'm going to find street parking here. I'm just going to find street parking.
That was a great place, Jason. But I'm never a big fan of like this. The parking was really
horrendous. It's awful. And yeah. I tried to forewarn people. But the tricky part about that part of town is you got to really read the fine print on those parking signs. Yeah. If you park by yourself, it's a good chance it's going to be towed or you're getting like a $500 ticket.
The great part is when you meet the guy right next to the stand and you're standing in front of your car. So I didn't know if he should pull it out the 1 foot that it needed to be pulled out and then I get in, or if I should just grab the keys from the stand and walk to it. Like, it was right there.
Yeah, I never understand that one either, right? It's like, yeah. No, I don't really need you to valet it. Like, and then, you know, they really want to bring it up because they want a tip. You're like, all right, here's a couple bucks. I just want to get in my car. So that's also a weird one.
Do you ever tip before to get a good spot? Like,
that's a baller move. I
do that.
I've right never there. Been that.
Yes.
Solid move. Solid move.
Maybe that's why mine was next to the stand.
There you go. There you go.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking to turn a small bet into a big payday with DraftKings Sportsbook. Same game parlays. You can pocket more cash when you combine multiple bets from one game. Download the app, sign up with the code Gottlieb, get a special offer. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Let's get to the press.
The press.
Fire.
Don Boyer.
Dan, what do you got, buddy?
Doug, a 4-year deal for Frank Reich to be the head coach of the Carolina Panthers. It's according to the team. So a 4-year deal as Frank Reich is the new head coach in Charlotte.
Four.
Mm. Jason Stewart, did you see the comments from, the interim head coach's lawyer?
Oh, Steve Wilkes. No. Yes. What happened?
Go ahead. Google it.
Okay.
exactly what you said about Mike Silver. It was made by Steve Wilkes.
Oh, I'm sure Silver will retweet it here pretty quick.
Yeah.
In other NFL news, Nathaniel Hackett's the new offensive coordinator of the New York Jets.
That's an interesting one, right? Like, we think it must mean, they're going to go get Aaron Rodgers.
Yep.
But didn't Denver maybe think the same thing last year?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, true. Good point. Yeah. Robert Saleh had this to say about his new hire.
When it came back to a certain checklist that I was trying to go through, just checking boxes on what we were looking for with regards to this next offensive coordinator, just kept circling back to him. He checks every box. Really, really excited about this, being able to get Nathaniel here.
That's pretty cool.
Saleh, one of these talkers.
You know, he checks every box except for being a good head coach. But he's an offensive coordinator, so maybe that doesn't matter.
I'm sorry. It's just that the is a very tough listen to anybody. Not saying just solid, but that's, you know, when the S's are so clean, clean and clear. Checks. Cowboys keeping Mike McCarthy. They appear to be keeping Kellen Moore because he didn't get the job in Carolina. But today, firing six assistant coaches, including offensive line coach Joe Philbin, running backs coach Skip Pete, and assistant George Edwards, who people were crediting him for his work with Micah Parsons, all out of a job in Dallas.
Did you hear what Mike McCarthy said about what Jerry Jones told him?
No. What's that?
Said he wants him to be the head coach as long as Tom Landry was the head coach of the Cowboys. 26 years. What is Jerry Jones' infatuation with Mike McCarthy? Like, I'm not saying you got to fire Mike McCarthy, but what's like, yeah, dude, I want you to be my coach for life.
And he asked him to wear a hat?
I will. Like fedora?
Fedora, yes. Yeah, sorry. Yes. He wears a hat already, right?
I'll say this. It just doesn't make... I didn't think that they needed six new assistants. I didn't think that that was the issue. I don't know if you come within a score of beating the 49ers and need to clean house, but... they did. 49ers running back Christian McCaffrey said that there is 0% chance that he would miss Sunday's game against the Eagles, despite not practicing the first 2 days this week.
Yeah, he's got some calf issue or something, but he'll be fine.
Yes, and Elijah Mitchell didn't practice. Deebo Samuel limited. Charles Omenihu, again, who's facing those legal issues, limited in practice, so he is trending upwards. That's the press.
Hey, get out there and press.
That was the press.
All right, coming up in the bonus podcast, we will talk about Nathaniel Hackett and what I think it means for the Jets and what they're going to try and do with it. I got my pick of the day as well, a little college basketball pick. That's all coming. This is the Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my six decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.